It's always good to hear testimonies of how things went on mission trips and things like VBS. So thank you everyone for sharing. All right, so we are going to continue our series on Healthy Church. And I will be away for the next 2 Sundays. I'm going on a mission trip to Guyana. And this is going to be a little bit of a difficult travel because we land in the capital city of Guyana and then we travel for 2 days to the village where we normally go to do the ministry. One of my friends, he's been going there for 25 years and he just received word that the roads are very bad. They are very muddy. And so please pray for us and pray for our journey and our travel. When we get into the village, we'll be doing a VBS. We'll be having like a teens ministry, also be leading Bible studies. We're going to take the church, the local church there through the entire book of Hebrews. And so please be praying for us as we go. And before we get into the message, I'm just going to pray for today as well. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for the amazing work that the team did in Honduras and the team did throughout this past week at VBS. We just thank you for all of the seeds of truth that were planted in the kids' hearts and in the people's hearts. We just ask that you would water those seeds, God, and that you would allow them to grow and that they would produce good fruit. Just pray right now that as we hear your word, that you would help us to be attentive and help us to pay attention to what you want to say to us here today. And I ask once again that you would allow me to decrease and that Holy Spirit, you would increase. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, so let's do this. Let's stand up for a minute and let's stretch. Because I know sometimes we can get a little bit sleepy, right? We get a little bit weary. This is like around that time where it's a good nap time. So let's just do a little stretch. If you need to, maybe jump 3 times in the same spot. Get us to wake up a little bit, shake a little bit, your arms, your head. Okay. All right. Now you can sit down. And hopefully that will help us to pay attention. I feel like today's sermon, at least for me, it's going to be very fun. We've been talking about what it means to be a healthy church. And so let's just review from last week. We learned that part of being a healthy church, it involves spiritual maturity. We learned that spiritual maturity starts with a deep, reverent fear of who God is. And we understood this to be that we need to have this understanding, this constant awareness that we are in the presence of an awesome, sovereign, and holy God. We learn that reverence for God is rooted in the 3 C's. And I told you guys, if there was anything you took away from last week, it was the 3 C's. Can anybody remember what the 3 C's are? Even if you remember one of them, what it was from last week. The final points. You can just call it out. Creation, that was one of them. Children, good. Potter and the clay. Wow, good job. Give yourselves a round of applause. So, we understood that the 3 C's is that 1, God is the creator. We are the creation. Number 2, he is the potter. We are the clay. And number 3, he is our father and we are his children. So creation, clay, and children. And we understand that when we understand we are those things, we have this reverence for God that allows us to grow spiritually. Okay, so I want to start today with first, what is spiritual maturity? Spiritual maturity is achieved through becoming more like Jesus Christ. After salvation, every Christian begins the process of spiritual growth. with the intent to become spiritually mature. So we understand spiritual maturity. It is something that is important in our Christian journey. We are not meant to stay in the same place or be in the same place as it relates to our relationship with God. But spiritual maturity is achieved when we are growing in our character and we are becoming more like Jesus Christ. The Bible calls it sanctification. That as we are on this sanctification journey, we are growing to become more like Christ. Okay, one important thing to note about spiritual maturity is that it is an ongoing process from the day that we are saved and we become a born-again Christian. So if we think it's something that we are ultimately going to, you know, this place that we're going to reach in our Christian journey, most likely not. It's an ongoing process until Jesus returns. It's an ongoing process of growth. It's an ongoing process of growing in our character and growing to become like Jesus and living in the same way that he did. The Apostle Paul, way back when I shared with you guys about who Paul was, right? And Paul, when he's talking about spiritual maturity, as he's sharing with a church in Philippi, he says this, "I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." So Paul himself, he says, this thing, spiritual maturity, he says, "I have not achieved it, but I continue to pursue it. I continue to press on. I continue to forget what was behind, but I press on towards that goal of finishing my race and meeting Christ face to face one day." So that's what it means to be spiritually mature. It's an ongoing process in our journey. And so if we feel discouraged that, you know what, maybe I haven't really grown much, or maybe I'm not where I feel I should be, understand that it's an ongoing process. There should be signs of growth, but even if it's baby steps and little steps of growth, that is still growth, and that is a good thing. Okay, I want to share some points with you on spiritual maturity. When we understand spiritual maturity, it requires a radical reordering of one's priorities, changing over from pleasing self to pleasing God and learning to obey God. So if we are going to spiritually mature, we first need to have this reverent fear of who God is. And then, as we journey as Christians, well, we need to radically reorder our priorities. What is important to us right now? Who is the most important thing to us right now? If we understand that Jesus is better than anything we can experience in this life or in this world, then we will begin to reorder our priorities and what is important so that we can serve him and please him. Okay, another point is the key to spiritual maturity is consistency and perseverance in doing those things we know will bring us closer to God and grow into the likeness of Christ. These practices are referred to as the spiritual disciplines and include things such as Bible reading and study, prayer, fellowship, service, and stewardship. Okay, these things are all important and necessary in order for us to spiritually mature and grow in our faith. And if we need to make these things somehow a priority in our life, maybe for some of us, we need to cut out something so that Bible reading becomes more of a priority. Maybe we need to let go of something in our life so that prayer becomes more of a priority in our week, or fellowship, or service, or even stewardship of what God has provided for us. Okay, now we need to understand that spiritual maturity is only possible with Holy Spirit's help. It is Holy Spirit who brings revelation and conviction and the transforming work into our lives. If we ask Him to help us mature in our love for God and our character and obedience, I believe He will help. If there's an area in our life that we recognize we want to grow in, we can begin to ask Holy Spirit to help us grow in that area. If we get easily angered, or we get easily frustrated, or we lack patience, or we lack self-control, or we even lack the desire to spend time with God and to study His Word, we can ask Holy Spirit to give us those desires, to change our heart, to change our character, to help us become more patient and self-controlled. It's Holy Spirit who ultimately helps us to spiritually mature. As Christians, we should constantly be learning and growing. But there also comes a point in our journey where we begin to teach and train others. Okay, now I want us to kind of camp on this point, because this is the scripture reading from today, where it says that we have been believers for so long, and some of us should be teaching others. Okay, I want you guys to understand that our job as pastors is to equip you and to teach you to do the work of God. But at the same time, the Bible talks about this truth, that for every single person that is a believer, our goal is ultimately to become a teacher as well. It doesn't say become a pastor or a leader, but it's to become a teacher. Well, what does that mean? Well, we just heard the testimony of the young boys who went on mission to Honduras, and they were teaching the Bible to other kids. We heard of the example in the week. Sonny was teaching the Bible to the young kids from the community and church. Even though that was a pastor's role last year, Sonny stepped up and she took on that responsibility to teach. Well, that's in actuality every Christian's call, according to the Bible, is that there is a time where we learn, we grow, we study the Bible, but then there's a time where we begin to share, we begin to teach what we have learned. And that might be to the next generation, that might be to a peer, that might be to somebody older than us. But whatever the calling is or whatever the opportunity is, every believer becomes a teacher, according to the Bible. This is our scripture reading from today. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's Word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. Have you ever met a Christian who has been in church for 25 years, yet they're still drinking milk? Or they're still trying to grow to that place where they are able to teach others? Well, this is what the author of Hebrews is trying to communicate. That somebody can be a Christian for 25 years, 20 years, and still not be in a place where they are able to teach others and disciple others and live in the way that Jesus has called them to. Now, it's a sad reality, but it's a reality that exists in the church. For someone who lives on milk, is still an infant, and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Now, we need to understand that milk is not necessarily bad. When you were a baby, you needed milk to grow. And when we are baby Christians, we need that milk. We need the basic teachings. We need the foundational teachings in order for us to grow. As Christians, there is that season where we need the milk to grow. But we also need to add solid food, the deeper teachings to our spiritual diet. Things that will challenge us to grow. Things that will cause us to grow into the likeness of Jesus Christ. We need those things as well. And so I'm going to illustrate to you what this means to be on the milk compared to the solid food. Okay, and I need 3 volunteers to come up. And if you would like to volunteer, great. But if not, then I will just select some of you to come up. So if you would like to volunteer, raise your hand. If you're that excited to be a volunteer. Okay, 1, kind of being forced. Jonathan, you want to be a volunteer? All right, come on up. Let's get also, need like somebody kind of tall. Larry. You're big.
But that we also want Joshua.
Okay, and Joshua. Since you selected him. All right, stand here actually, right in the middle. You guys stand right over there. All right. Hopefully after this, you guys will still want to be a volunteer. And you'll never think that you never want to be a volunteer again. But, all right, let's see. So just hold on to this. Okay, you can take the cap off. It's soy milk, okay? It's not breast milk. No? Why? Okay. All right, you guys are not good volunteers. If you don't have an allergy... All right, let's get Matthew. He's a good volunteer. Samuel, you want to come up? Let's actually do, this will really prove the point. Andrew, could you please be a volunteer? Okay, so first of all, not to say that this is any of these fine young men, okay, but this is just to show what the scripture is talking about. So if you could take the cap off, okay, and put the bottle in your mouth. You could take a sip if you like. I kept it nice and cold in the car. Okay, how many of you think this is a normal image? Okay, put the bottle in your mouth again, one more time. Okay, and just to let you know, okay, so the milk, this represents the basic teachings of God's word. Things like faith in God, repentance, and even water baptism. So, how many think this is a normal image? 3 grown men drinking milk from a baby bottle. Okay, nobody thinks this is a normal image, right? So, all right, thank you guys. Let's give them a round of applause. Stay up here, though. Huh? What? You want to finish it? Okay. It's not bad, right?
No, it's pretty good.
Okay, there you go. See? I'll take that from you then. So, it's not a normal image of people who are grown and yet they're still drinking milk, right? Yet this is sadly the reality sometimes in church, that you have grown people that are still drinking the milk. Okay, let's move on to something maybe a little bit more tasty. I'll give you this. No, bro, we need you. I'll give you the good one. All right, why don't you read out loud what you have there?
Baby gourmet organic for 6+ months and banana pumpkin elevation.
Baby food.
All right, you can eat that. Well, it's like new baby food.
So I eat this.
Yeah? All right, so try it. So, okay, we got baby food. So maybe you don't stay on the milk, but you grow a little bit. You advance to the baby food. So this becomes the foundational teachings, right? Things like commitment to the church, forgiveness, serving others. These are things that we should be doing as Christians, right? This is probably the most horrible one. How is it?
It's okay. We need more flavor.
Beef and veggies.
Oh, hell no.
All right. Take a little eat.
This actually was good.
Yeah. All right. So sometimes there are some Christians who they advance to the baby food. Not bad. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. You can hand those back. You can keep that. If you really want it. Stay up here. All right, so we have a little bit of growth, a little bit of maturity. But then comes for some, the distraction. This is the junk food, right? These are the things in our life that kind of distract us from God. It could be maybe worldly things in the world. Right? Maybe entertainment.
Maybe
ungodly influences or relationships.
I just got three.
Right? So, again, not necessarily applying to these guys, but the junk food. It's the pursuing the things in the world. The things that distract us from actually growing to become more like Jesus. And growing in our character. Those things can distract us as well. But what the Bible verse is saying is that we are to grow. How do we grow? By eating the solid food. Right? And if we are going to mature, then we need to mature to that place where we eat the solid food. And steak is really good for the solid food. Right? And so here, this is my only time where I will feed you guys. It might be a bit tough. Huh? Later, yeah? Probably. Yeah, you want to heat it up later? All right, just hold that, Larry. You can. So the solid food, it represents, or the steak, it represents the deeper teachings. Things like joy in denying self, humble obedience, and sacrificial service. These are the things that we need if we are to grow and to mature. All right, let's give our volunteers a big round of applause. You guys did a good job. So, just to review, because I know that was a little bit fun. This is an illustration of our Christian journey. There is a time where we need the milk. But if we've been a Christian for 10, 15, 20 years, and we're still drinking milk, there's a problem. We may advance to where we grow a little bit. And we eat the baby food, which is the foundational teachings. Things I said, like committing to the church, forgiveness, serving others. That's great. For some of us, we get distracted by the things of the world and we start eating that junk food. But still, for us as Christians, we are to grow to a place where we are able to eat and digest the solid food, the deeper teachings of God's word, things like joy in denying self, humble obedience, and sacrificial service. Okay? And here is the point. Well, as children get older, I remember my son Isaiah. He started off liking very bland food. But as he got older, he wanted something with more flavor, a little bit more taste. As adults, we have a much different palate from when we were 1 or 2 years old. We like flavor, seasoning, and different combinations of taste. Just like when you had the baby food. You said it needs a little bit more seasoning, right? Well, babies love that beef and vegetables. But as adults, we know it needs more salt. It needs something else. Similarly, as Christians, when we are growing in our knowledge of the Bible, our spiritual appetite and our obedience towards God grows. So having a reverent fear of God, committing to studying the Bible, as we grow in our knowledge of the Bible, our spiritual appetite and obedience towards God and our character will begin to grow. As we mature spiritually and are trained by the Word of God, we recognize what is the right way to live and become more like Jesus. So what's the point here that I'm trying to say? Well, the Bible, the Word of God should be a priority in our life. And why I'm saying this is that hopefully in September, it's my hope to start a weekly Bible reading plan with you guys, where we will read at least one chapter a week. And as we read together and as we learn together and as we grow together, our knowledge of the Bible will increase. So the hope is we would be reading throughout the week. And when we come in on Sunday, if somebody has something they want to share from what they learned from the Bible reading, or I can also offer some teaching on it during Sunday school, our hope is that we would be able to grow spiritually by learning the Bible. Okay, and so this is what it means to grow spiritually. And so I want to conclude with three points or three truths as it relates to spiritual maturity. This is truth number one. We can't stay as baby Christians. We have to understand that there is a time when we were saved. We devoted our life to Christ. We got water baptized. We became a baby Christian. But then we need to grow spiritually, right? We can't stay as baby Christians. We can't stay as those babies just drinking the milk as we journey along, staying on those basic teachings. Truth number two is we need to spiritually mature. This is essential if we are to be a healthy church. We can't come to church for a year or 2 years and be in the same place. I would actually encourage you that if you are here at church for any other reason than to glorify God and to worship God and to learn about God and grow in your relationship with God, stay home. Because you're actually bringing more judgment on yourself. Because when you stand before that Almighty God and you were in a place where you constantly heard the truth about how you should be living, and how you should be living your life as a Christian, yet denying that truth and living the way that you want, there will be a stricter judgment for that. If your desire is to come and maybe you're like, you know what, I don't entirely believe, but I'm here to seek truth. I'm here to understand really what is truth. then that's great as well. But if you are here just to socialize or gather with your friends, or because you want to be here to please your mom and dad, I would actually lovingly encourage you to stay home. Because when you stand before God, that will be a stricter judgment on your motivation for why you gathered with His church. And God wants us to gather as His church to bring Him glory, to understand that we are in the presence of a sovereign, awesome, and holy God who, yes, loves us, but also desires that we grow in our character and grow to become more like Jesus Christ. And so for us to be healthy, we can't stay in the same place. We need to spiritually mature. We need to grow. And the last truth is this, is that God sees our potential. I look around the room and I see a lot of young people. I see some who I know are maybe not that interested in God, not that interested in church, but you're here. God, more than anyone, sees your potential. I believe in everyone's potential because I know God can use anybody to do great things for His kingdom. All we have to do is be willing to be used by Him. But God sees our potential. Even right now, if you think that you're in a season where you're not that passionate about God, or maybe your life has not been the best situation, or maybe your journey has not been the greatest so far, God still sees our potential. He sees your potential. You might not be in the place right now where you are able to be used by God, or where you want to serve, or where you can serve. But God wants to get you there. He wants you to grow to that place where He can use you. And He can use the gifts that He has given to you to serve people and to be used by Him to love the people around you, to share the gospel, and to make an impact in the world. God sees our potential. He sees your potential. So even if we're taking small baby steps right now, continue to take those small baby steps. But don't stop growing. Don't stop pursuing growing and maturing in your relationship with God. Because God desires to use us. He desires to grow us. And so, as we leave today, I want you guys to think about a few things. Last week I said, well, think about the three C's and don't forget that. Well, I want you to think about your own personal Christian journey and where you're at. And I want you to think about how you think God desires to grow you right now in the season that you're in. How does He want you to get closer to Him? What's the area of your character that He wants to grow you in? Just like those young boys this morning, Samuel, Aaron, and Alvin encouraged us. Hey, if you've never been on a short-term mission trip, it's a great experience. It's a great opportunity. Where is God calling us to? How does He want to use us to serve in His kingdom? Begin to think about these things. And I'm believing and I'm praying that we will go on a journey of not only growing in our knowledge of the Bible, but also growing to become more like Jesus Christ. Growing into the likeness of Christ. And so understand that we cannot stay as baby Christians. There should be tangible growth in every season of our life. And number two, we need to spiritually mature if we are going to be a healthy church. And number three is that God sees our potential. He sees the potential of using us to do great things for Him and for His kingdom and to love others around us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word once again. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to grow, to become the church that you desire for us to be. I pray right now, God, that wherever we are on our journey, that we understand that, God, you're very interested in who we are becoming. It's not so much about what we're currently doing, but who are we becoming? And you want to develop our character. You want to develop our lives so that we can live like your Son, Jesus Christ. And so I pray that you would give us the desire, give us the hunger, give us the areas of our life where we need to grow, that you would help us to grow. And I pray that we would remember that as we go on this journey of being believers, we can't stay on the milk. We have to grow to that place where we are able to eat the solid food and grow in the deeper truths, the deeper teachings, and receive those things and humbly obey. So I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to grow, help us to mature, and help us to be healthy. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for the message today. Yes, indeed, all of us still not maturing yet,